Technological improvements in skiing and snowboarding has meant that users are changing out their equipment every few years. Figuring out what to do with the equipment once it's no longer used for what it was intended has prompted a pilot program that started in Denver. Greg Schneider with the snow sports industry says that 5 years ago, five retail stores in Denver started collecting used equipment. They collected about 100 tons of equipment every year.
There's a significant amount of what we call legacy equipment out there that we'd like to collect and keep it diverted from going into the local landfills in the different areas.
For the last several years, Recycle Utah here in Park City has collected used ski and snowboard equipment. Ken Barfield, who works with Scott, a snow sport manufacturer, says a stakeholders group who's very interested in figuring out what to do with this legacy equipment made a presentation recently to the Ski Utah Board of Directors about how the recycling and reuse program works.
The stakeholders in trying to divert snow sports equipment out of the waste stream include manufacturers of skis, snowboards, ski boots, helmets. We're all together trying to get this out of the waste stream. Other stakeholders would include consumers, retail shops, and industry groups like Ski Utah, like our resorts. So we're all trying to gather to support INSA and SIA to come up with a program that works.
Besides the amount of room the equipment would take up in a landfill, he says some of the equipment is toxic and shouldn't be in our landfills.
A real common part of a ski or a snowboard is a rigid polyurethane core. And there's absolutely no question that core material is in and of itself toxic. A lot of the other materials that go into ski and snowboard manufacturing take an incredibly long time to break down, if ever. And so it's in all of our best interest to try to divert it out of the waste stream.
Todd Loss with Waste Not Recycling, a large industrial recycling business in northern Colorado, says they already have a market for the easily extractable goods like plastic, steel, and aluminum, but it's figuring out what to do with the rest, he says, that's been a challenge.
We're taking the material, and there's a six-step process that we do to actually kind of break the materials down, shred them into smaller pieces. Then we begin to extract the different components out. It's really easy to recycle the standard things like metals and fibers and things like that. But when you get into the construction of a ski or boot, we're finding it fairly difficult to be able to pull out all the components and then find really good reuse for or reapplication for those.
He says they're actively working with universities and other manufacturing companies to figure out how to develop products for reuse.
We're taking the plastics and sticking them back together. And so we have, like on the table in front of us, a wheel, for example, that we're using for trash carts or poly carts. Okay. We're also in the process of using it for more of a base material that would be used for maybe signage on the hill, for other construction applications back into the ski industry. The real difficulty here and the things that we probably are reaching out for help with is, you know, the technology to put it back together and the real expertise to do that.
The material, he said, could eventually be used as countertops or flooring, but right now the costs are exceeding the revenues for producing it.
So it is an expensive process. The great part of what we're doing with this program is developing some technologies that would work in other sports type of gear and equipment that are also built from composite type materials. So it has a lot of long-reaching applications in the future. And as we develop the technology, which has never been done before, what we're doing has never been done anywhere before.
He says they've received a resource grant from the state of Colorado, which has helped offset some of the expenses. You can continue to drop off your used ski and snowboard equipment at Recycle Utah 7 days a week during the center's operating hours. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.